Everybody's right. on her fundamental rights.
Sex, confident, so soft, so strong. She's a histoire d'une trêve que j'avais demandé, si histoire d'un soleil que j'avais espéré, si histoire d'un amour que je croyais vivre, si histoire d'un bon jour que moi, petit enfant, je voulais très heureux. Pour toute la planète, je voulais, j'espérais que la paix règne mettre en ce soir de Noël. Mais tout a continué, mais tout a continué, mais tout a continué.
Yeah. altro conosce le varie partite.
Goes on starving himself in the name of fasting, as if starving your body is anyway going to help you to come closer to God, as if God is a sadist and he wants you to be tortured. Do you think God is an Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, Genghis Khan, Tamerlane, Nadir Shah? What do you think about God? No father will like his children to be starved. But all religions, the so-called religions, Christianity, Hinduism, Jainism, Mohammedanism, all preach fasting. Because fasting gives you great ego. These two are basic instincts, food and sex. Food is needed for your survival, and sex is needed for the survival of the race. Both are basically needed for survival. If everybody fasts and everybody becomes a celibate, there is no need for atom bombs. There will be no third world war. People will die on their own accord. Sex and food are deeply joined. Food keeps the individual alive, and sex keeps the race alive. That is their similarity. Sex is food for the race, and food is sex for the individual. Hence, one point more to be remembered. If you repress sex, you will start eating more food, because you will have to compensate. If you stop eating enough food that is necessary for the body, you will become more and more sexual. You will have to compensate. And your sins are against both. Your sins are suicidal. Of course, their suicide is a very, very slow suicide. They are not even courageous to commit it in a single blow. They go on cutting themselves limb by limb. They go on destroying themselves slowly. They enjoy the whole process. They are masochists. They torture themselves, and they feel that by torturing themselves, they are purifying themselves, and they are becoming holier. They are simply becoming pious egoists. And the pious egoist is far more dangerous than the ordinary egoist, because the ordinary egoist has a very grass ego. He knows he has it. Everybody else knows he has it. The politician lives with the grass ego. And the saint, the Mahatma, lives with a very subtle ego. And with such a facade of holiness that others will not be able to see it. He is so humble. He is so surrendered to God. And he lives such a simple life, little food. Clothes are there, are saints who don't use clothes as all. Jana saints, they live naked. Their requirements are almost none. Living a naked life in a cave, in a primitive way, they seem to be very non-possessive. But that is only appearance. Deep down, they are hankering for heaven. Deep down, they are greedy. Deep down, they are thinking, nobody is more humble, more pious than they are. Deep down, they think about you as sinners and themselves as saints. This is a very complex situation. This is a fight with themselves. They have divided themselves into two, the higher and the lower. Even in the body they have a division, the higher part and the lower part. Above the sexual organs, the body is higher. Below the sexual organs, it is lower. As if body is divided anywhere. These stupid people should know that body is one. The blood circulates continuously from the feet to the head, from the head to the feet. It knows no division. Life pulsates all over the body. The body is an orgasm, an organic unity, a deep ecstasy. But if you divide it, you disturb its orgasmic quality. If you divide it, you become schizophrenic. And they divide the body, they divide the mind, the good mind, the bad mind, the sinner's mind, the saint's mind. And this way they go on becoming more and more schizophrenic. This is not simplicity. This is pathology. And they live in misery. They will never know anything of joy. They will not know anything of laughter. They have condemned laughter as a sin. That's why Christians say Jesus never laughed. They can't believe Jesus laughing. That looks so profane, almost sacrilegious. Ask the Jainas. They don't say anything in their scriptures. But they will also agree with Christians that Mahavira also never laughed. How these ideas can create simple human beings, those who cannot laugh, those who cannot dance, those who cannot sing, those who cannot enjoy the very ordinariness of life. I don't think that Christians or Jainas are right. I know Jesus, he laughed. I know him not through the scriptures. I know Mahavira. If he cannot laugh, then who will laugh? I know them from my innermost being. But the people who have imposed on them the idea of no laughter, of no joy, are the people who have been driving whole humanity crazy, mad, insane. They have converted the whole earth in a mad asylum. Manohara, you ask me, what is innocence? Does being innocent require one to live a simple life? Innocence requires nothing. If it requires, it becomes complex. Innocence simply lives without any idea of how to live. Bring the how and you become complex. Innocence is a simple response to the present. Ideas are accumulated past. How Buddha lived, live like that and you will be a Buddhist. How Jesus lived, live like that and you will be a Christian. But you will be imposing something upon yourself. God never creates us alike. Each individual is unique. So if you impose Jesus upon yourself, you will be phony. All Christians are bound to be phony. All Hindus, all Jainas, all Buddhists. Because they are trying to be somebody they cannot be. You can't be Gautam Buddha. You can be a Buddha, but not Gautam Buddha. Buddha means awakened. That is your birthright. But Gautam is an individual. You can be a Christ, but not Jesus Christ. Jesus is an individual. Christ is another name for Buddhahood. It is the ultimate state of consciousness. Yes, that is possible. That is your potential. You can bloom and flower into a Christ consciousness, but you can never be Jesus. That is not possible.
I want you. Siki mina kucheza mina choka mina 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 lela mina wana mina wa aninde mina wa benade mina wa adiosie mina wa minya ke ye Cheza, mina, choka, mina, kulala, mina, kupenda, mina, lela, inawa nabitibu, inawa aninge, inawa benadete, inyo frase, inawa minyake, yeah.
Jeunesse rouler les feux rouler. Ah mais c'est ça aussi la vie. D'argent.
Comment? Je peux aller sur le lèche-moi. Tu n'as pas d'argent. Je peux aller sur le manège comme j'ai pas. Mais est-ce que pas aller sur le manège? Même si je pouvais tour. Juste, madame, je voudrais juste tour. Oh, ah ben.
Oh la madame. Vous chantez?
Je chante.
Moi je chante.
Toi tu chantes. Si tu veux petit tour. Mais je t'en prie. Chanter. Tu chantes et tu feras un petit tour sur mon cheval.
Les petits bateaux qui vont sur l'eau.
Et les jambes. Venons vite. Ils ont. Ils seraient.
C'est joli.
C'est très joli ton chant.
Je l'ai entendu la radio dans ce que chez nous.
Tu n'as pas d'argent. Sans argent, tu n'as ce monde, mon enfant.
Mais on peut rêver qu'on n'a pas d'argent.
Ce que tu me dis là m'interpelle. Ce que tu me dis là m'interpelle.
Parfois, je suis le ciel. Donc, qui passe. Je suis dedans.
Bon, bah alors. Ah, bah, mais donc, moi, donc maintenant, allez. Ça, comment je te la fais? Tu vas pas râler.
C'est bon, je te tape en vie.
Hey, ya, ya, hey, ya, hey, ya, ya, hey, ya, oh.
Oh, baby, 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 oh, baby
L'humanité trop vite, à la recherche qu'elle nous semble. Tant notre son rythme, elle aussi a un cœur. Pourquoi ne pas l'écouter et l'étouffer plutôt que de courir après des leurs? Arrêtons-nous un instant et écoutons.
Bow, 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 bow mario alobi nazela yeo zila zila mokombosio azange mokila mele mele nalandieo boka kitoko polisio zila zila mokombosio azange mokila mele mele kisanganyeo mboka kitoko polisio zila zila mokombosio azange mokela
Allô? On est rencontré avec ma liseuse elle m'a dit que je devais attendre et alors moi je lui ai dit zila mokombosio azange mokela comment attendre les gorilles n'a pas eu